This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Today, we start a new series called Cooks in the Kitchen. On Fridays, we'll cook and chat with notable chefs who've divulged their secrets in new cookbooks. Let's start with Jennifer Jasinski, who has three restaurants in Denver. Her first, where she's the full-time chef, is Rioja. It blends Mediterranean cuisine with local ingredients. Well, Chef Jen's new cookbook of Rioja dishes is called The Perfect Bite. We met her in the Rioja kitchen and talked about when she first started cooking.
My mom is a single parent, and she was going to full-time school and raising three kids and working, and she kind of told us all we had to start cooking. And I loved it, so I started cooking on the days when my brother and sister were supposed to cook.
And you realized at some point you wanted to turn this into a career.
Well, yeah. I mean, I kind of progressed from there, where in high school I took cooking classes because it was easy and I loved it, you know. And then when I was graduating from high school, I was thinking about, well, what do I want to do? Music? I was into music or cooking. And I thought instead of being a starving artist, I could be a very full chef.
You came to Denver when you worked for Wolfgang Puck.
Yes. First time I came was when the Ocean Journeys opened, and we were doing a party for like 2,000 people. And I used to come ahead of him and set up the parties. I was his corporate chef for Wolfgang Puck. And then I just thought, what a nice town. So I just decided to move here, and I quit. I'd worked for him for 10 years, and it was wonderful. But I wanted to kind of stand on my own.
Does he come into the restaurant?
He's been in twice. Yeah, I don't think he gets to Denver too much. He kind of flies right up to Aspen or the mountains. He kind of skips us over. But I sent him the cookbook. He's very proud. It has a little thing on the back from Wolfgang, too, on the back of the cookbook. So I'm excited.
And Rioja was the first place you opened.
Yes, it's our...
Two other restaurants.
Yes, Bistro Vendome and Euclid Hall Bar and Kitchen, our newest, that just opened a few months ago.
It sounds like a lot to manage.
It is a lot, but I have great people working for me, or else I'd go crazy.
Chef Jen's new cookbook includes one of Rioja's most popular appetizers. It features big eye tuna done two ways, side by side on the plate. Tartare, so raw and finely chopped with fennel, then stacked between dried apple chips. And tuna sashimi, also raw and cut ultra thin, both prepared with an anise vinaigrette.
It's one of the items that has been on our menu since day one.
Okay.
And I still love it to this day.
What do you love about it?
I love the freshness and brightness of the apple and fennel and a little bit of the crunch of the apple chip with the tuna. It's really fun to eat in your mouth, all the different textures and flavors.
You've got the ingredients laid out before us.
Yes.
Where do we begin?
Well, I'm going to begin with making the vinaigrette. So the anise vinaigrette has in it whole star anise that we freshly grind. And then we have lemon juice,
okay.
Just freshly squeezed lemon juice. And then we have some freshly chopped shallots.
We're putting it into this beautiful silvery bowl.
Yes.
You've got this whisk on standby.
And then we have chopped basil. And the flavors of anise and basil just go really well together. So we're just going to mix this together a little bit, and then we're going to start to emulsify in the olive oil. And then a little fresh ground black pepper,
okay.
And some kosher salt. We'll finish this off, and we'll just make sure that it tastes good. I'm going to taste it.
How is it?
It does. It tastes good. It needs a little bit more salt. It's a little bit more pepper. Now, it's important this dressing can't be too tart, or else it kind of pickles the tuna, you know? So you have to keep that balance right. But the recipe's made awesome.
Chef Jen made the apple chips for this dish before we arrived. Thin slices of Granny Smith's dipped in simple syrup.
And that gets dried in a 200-degree oven. And then they just make these perfect apple chips. And these alone, you could just eat with anything. Like, these are the best snack treat, you know?
How does it occur to you to integrate dried apples? Like, this is why I'm not a chef, is because I think in such, like, straightforward terms.
Well, you keep me employed. I need more people like you, okay? Because I think texture and balance is an important thing in a dish. And if you don't have the flavor texture of sweet to salty or bitter to sour, I think everything becomes monotonous. So I want to break up the dish with flavors and textures.
And so if you think in that way, you probably get ideas for new items to integrate.
Yes.
Like, I need a sweet here. Gosh, the world is my oyster.
Yes, exactly.
Why did you want to do a cookbook?
I don't know how to explain it. It's like putting myself on paper so people who never meet me can kind of get an idea of what we do at Rioja. And I've had all these recipes from years and years that I've been wanting to do something with. So somebody in New York hopefully will see this cookbook, buy it, and then maybe, who knows, when they do come to Denver, they'll come to Rioja because they have this wonderful cookbook.
Any fear of giving these recipes out, giving them away?
No. I don't have any fear of that at all. Some of these recipes take 3 days to make, and I wouldn't even make them myself at home. It's ridiculous. But some of them are easy, too. I don't want to, you know, let people think that the whole book is so aggressive.
What's the three-day recipe?
The three-day recipe is probably our pork belly, or we call it fresh bacon, and that takes a whole day to brine and clean the belly, and a whole day to poach the belly very slow, and then on the third day, you get to actually make the puree of chi-chis and cook the belly in the oven, so...
It's involved.
Yes, it's very involved.
And takes a lot of planning just to prepare it in the restaurant for clients here.
Absolutely. Some of our prep is, you know, 3-4 days out. So we have to think about buying something, you know, 5 days in advance to then cook it, you know, 4, 3, 2, 1 to go back. It's you get used to it. It's fun.
We're at Rioja with Chef Jennifer Jasinski. Her new cookbook based on Rioja recipes is called...
The Perfect Bite.
The Perfect Bite. Well, let's... move on to the centerpiece of this dish, which is...
The Big Eye Tuna.
The Big Eye Tuna.
Yes, and we get this from Honolulu. I use the top part of the loin here, and I'm going to slice it paper thin into sashimi for our plate. And you need a nice sharp knife. What you do with the little scrappy pieces is we're going to chop that into the tartare.
So nothing is wasted.
Nothing at all.
Which is important when it's being flown in from Honolulu.
Yes, exactly. It's $21 a pound.
Oh, wow. Unless it needs to be sushi grade.
Yes. And I think Whole Foods has sushi grade tuna. And then I go to the Japanese market.
At Sakura Square?
Yeah, exactly. Pacific Mercantile. And they have great tuna at Pacific Mercantile and a much better price than Whole Foods. Yes.
Okay. So we're laying this thinly sliced tuna onto a plate. It's beautiful. It is clear enough at the tips that you see a bit of the white plate underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
Well, and then we're going to actually make the tuna tartare. So I'm going to take this little piece and chop it because I don't want to waste it. The kind of tuna tartare itself might have a monotone kind of texture. So I diced up some apple, again, using that same ingredient in a couple different ways. And I've diced up some fennel in perfect little, we call this brunoise.
Brunoise.
Yes.
That refers to the shape?
Yes.
Okay.
The shape of the dice.
Tiny little cubes.
Yes.
Almost.
And then the apple also go in there.
So we're mixing that in with the chopped up tuna.
Yes. And then we're going to take our dressing and remix this, make sure nothing's sat at the bottom here. And we're going to put a little dressing on here. And I'm also going to put a little dressing on the actual slices of tuna that we did.
So what you're doing now is you're stacking the tuna tartare in between those apple chips.
Yes.
And creating a structure on the plate.
It's like a Napoleon, maybe, in French they call it, but yeah, it is.
We're going to post a photo of this beautiful dish to our website along with the recipe so you can get a taste, pun intended,
exactly.
of the cookbook.
Exactly.
Is photographing food, because what I noticed about this book is the photographs are beautiful.
Thank you.
And I look at the paella gnocchi, the goat cheese rosemary biscuits, the cauliflower Fuji apple soup, and my mouth just starts to water.
Yay!
Is it hard to sort of dress food up for the camera?
Sometimes it is. So like the cauliflower Fuji apple soup, for instance, it's almost a very pale yellow white soup in a white bowl. And it has a little garnish, but the garnish, when we serve in the restaurant, tends to sink to the bottom of the bowl. So that was a challenge of, okay, how am I going to show off the garnish for the soup, put it in interesting, maybe the background of the shot?
You know, I've read about creepy things being done to food to make it look good for the camera. You know, hairspray.
Yes, we didn't do any of that.
None of that.
The worst thing that we did, and it was just the ice cream kept melting, so we scooped butter to look like ice cream on one of the desserts. But other than that, everything was 100% like edible. You could eat it when we were done photoing it.
The ice cream would just melt under the lights?
Yes, it did.
As nice as it is to hear you talk, I want to taste your food.
Okay.
So we've got the tuna sashimi tartare in front of us.
Yes.
Can we taste this?
Yes. Let me taste it first. Delicious. Okay.
Acceptable.
I want to make sure.
Okay. I'm trying the tartare, which is to say the diced up with the apples and the fennel on the apple chip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The balance you were talking about between savory and sweet, you can really, really understand that when you taste this.
It leaves your mouth clean, and I like that about it, too. I don't feel like I ate something really heavy, because you didn't, but it's nice and clean. I taste the tuna, everything's bright.
One question we want to ask every chef we interview in this series is other restaurants you love in Colorado.
I love Ryan Hardy's place, Montagna, at the Little Nell in Aspen. I love Frasca in Boulder. I love Fruition in Denver. I love Table 6 in Denver. I love Squeaky Bean in Denver.
Jennifer Jasinski, thank you so much for talking with us and cooking with us.
Thank you.
Chef Jennifer Jasinski runs Rioja and two other restaurants in downtown Denver. Her new cookbook of Rioja dishes is called The Perfect Bite. We've posted the tuna recipe and that three-day bacon recipe to cpr.org. Next Friday in our series, Cooks in the Kitchen, we talk to Chef Matt Selby. His new cookbook, Beyond the Sauce, features dishes from Vesta Dipping Grill in Denver.